Today, on the Conservative Asian Podcast, it's all Joe Biden's fault. That's it. That's our show. Thanks for coming. See you tomorrow. World War III could be upon us as Russia, late last night, our time, moved in to Ukraine. And all we're doing is yelling. All this and more on the Conservative Asian Podcast. All right. Like I said yesterday, I'm not a geopolitical analyst. I don't understand geopolitics at all. I do understand that Russia has had a pattern of seizing parts of Eastern Europe. And I noticed that that particular pattern stopped under President Trump. Happened under Bush. Happened under Obama. Didn't happen with Trump. And now here we are. As Russia moved into Ukraine, they did a full assault from the land, from the air, and by sea, in order to move into parts of Ukraine. Okay, according to the Russian government, so take it with a grain of salt, 74 Ukrainian facilities, including 11 air bases, have been destroyed during the first full-scale invasion of Ukraine. This while Ukraine is reaching out to international partners to assist in their war effort. There's video out there, and okay, so here's a little side note. Twitter mistakenly, quote unquote, mistakenly took down tweets about the Russian invasion. That's right. It was a snuff. It couldn't have been at a worse time. If you doubted the big tech and social media's ability to quash and direct and twist and pervert news and information, here you go. They literally blocked anybody posting about Russia and Ukraine. Now, as a side note, or that's the side note to say that if you watch some of the videos, there's one particular video where you see one of the Russian jets just fly in and just drop bombs. It is an amazing piece of video. You can see like the anti-air trying to shoot down missiles and planes. It is an incredible scene, and we've seen video like this before in Iraq, in Afghanistan, very recently, in fact, as well, right? Just before Biden became president, or during his first whatever. So anyway, Ukraine is trying to fight back. They've gone as so far as to recruit militia, offering any Ukrainian citizen a firearm who wants to join the army to protect their country against Russian forces. From President Volodymyr Zelensky, "We will give weapons to anyone who wants to defend the country. Be ready to support Ukraine in the squares of our cities. We will lift sanctions on all citizens of Ukraine who are ready to defend our country as part of a territorial defense with weapons in hand." Okay? So, this is a very real thing. This is a very real thing that shouldn't have happened at all. This is a very real thing. Okay? Now, there are multiple factors leading up to why this has happened, right? Number one is simply the fact that Joe Biden is president. In fact, that's the only contributing factor, that it's because Joe Biden is president. And through his decision-making, allowed Russia to become bold in its attempt to take over more land. Okay. President Biden signed off on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that basically allowed Russia to unequivocally usurp the fuel that exists in Eastern Europe, crippling basically the entire hemisphere. Because now they control the largest amount of petroleum in the world. It's crazy. It's even crazier because there's been anti-war you would never have thought, but in Russia there's anti-war protests going on as well. And Vladimir Putin is about to squash these people as well. The Russian Investigative Committee, a Russian federal agency tasked with investigating various matters of quote-unquote corruption, warned citizens not to participate in any anti-war protests. don't go against us or you're going to get arrested too, much like what we saw happen in Canada. Right, everyone is looking. This is like one of those things. If you've ever gone through public education, in fact, if you've ever been in a schoolroom, school classroom, the moment that you see somebody doing something inappropriate or something that's against the rules, you almost immediately want to participate in said activity, and it's all fun and games until one of you gets busted. Right, like you see, I don't know. Somebody eating snack when they're not supposed to, and all of a sudden you want to eat snack too. And the excuse is, and this is happening even to adults because adults are just bigger children. Oh, but so-and-so is doing it too. How come they get to do it? Right? Sound familiar? I know some of you with PTSD, you're like, okay. So, I guarantee Putin looked at Justin Trudeau and thought to himself, wow, Canada is more Russian and more communist than I am. That's not possible. I'm going to do it too. And the rest is history, as they say. So all attempts now, everything is focused on Ukraine. Everything, Russia is just bulldozing through. And it's scary. Honestly, it's a lot scarier than what it appears to be. We're getting word now too today that Russian forces have made it to Chernobyl, and that they've taken over the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. And if you remember your history, or if you watched that HBO show, Chernobyl, yikes, man, yikes. It's scary. It's scary stuff, right? So, they now control Chernobyl. What they're gonna do with it, who knows, man. The scariest part is that, as we're all, if you've known anything about world history or current events in the last 40 years now, holy smokes, 40 years, right, Chernobyl went up due to procedural error, let's say. And so there's still a whole lot of fuel, a whole lot of uranium, and that's why they had to seal it with that sarcophagus, is what they call it. That's why they were looking into repairing it or building an even bigger concrete dome above it in order to tamp down the potential leaks that are happening, because I mean the dome is already 20 years old or so, maybe something like that. So the radioactive material in there is quite deadly, is quite, in fact, even some of the material they said that's in the that's still there, like the uniforms, the boots, the gloves, things like that from the firefighters and the workers, they're still highly radioactive. And that should be concerning for a lot of us, because it does not take, it does not take a lot in order to make you sick. And it does not take a lot in order for you to die or to develop at least some severe medical complications. Okay, so all of this is very terrible. All of this is happening on the heels of, yep. So, it is, I don't know, man. It doesn't look good. And of course, our response is to yell and scold and, oh, we're going to put sanctions on you. We're going to put sanctions on you. Disgusting. Disgusting. Like, and it's because of the sheer lack of leadership coming from the Biden administration that we're in this particular position. It's the sheer lack. And it's proven, okay? It's proven. Internal documents prove that what happened in Afghanistan shouldn't have happened. What happened in Afghanistan was green-lighted by Biden, even though everybody said that's not what to do. All the military leaders, and we reported on this when that happened as well, they all said this is a bad idea. Don't do it like this. We got to do this strategically. We got to have a plan. There are still probably, if they're still alive, there's still Americans on over there in Afghanistan. If they're still alive. Our allies, if they're still alive, are still there. What's going to happen now with Ukraine and Russia? And I'm telling you, okay, I'm telling you, looking into the future, because it's no secret, China is probably going to take over Taiwan. Okay, China is probably going to take over Taiwan. Mark my words, in probably, I don't know, half a year or so, China's going to make moves towards Taiwan if it hasn't already. And there goes Taiwan. We are in a terrible moment. And the craziest thing is that we're witnessing it happen. We're witnessing it happen where, with tyrannical government overreach. Canada was just a PG version of what would have happened in an absolute no-holds-barred takeover. Canada, as despicable as it is, that's the PG version of a maniacal tyrant enacting emergency powers in order to stamp down on a people. Right? That's a rough paraphrase of what happened in Canada. It's much worse than that. Right? And now, what we're seeing in Russia, we're seeing the second season, except the second season rating is now rated R. We've stepped up on the global stage. It's stepped up. It's ratcheted up. What more can be done? And again, guys, I'm not a geopolitics kind of a person. I really don't understand a whole lot. One of the biggest problems, too, is that we meddle sometimes because, you know, as America, right, we're the best. And I talked about that before, too. But we are, in a ways, or in the past, we have, in a ways, superimposed, I should say, our belief system on other countries. We look at the travesties that have been happening, like in Canada, and we resonate because we understand that we have freedom. We understand that we have a government and we have a constitution that exists. Not that the government rules over the people, but the people that to rule over the government. Because throughout all of history, there's never been an attempt at self-government. Right? If you look at the history of the world, if you look at the history of great nations, it's always one ruler, a king, a monarch, whatever, to make decisions for everybody else. Right? Only in America was there this idea that we would come together as a republic, as a representative governing democracy, to make decisions based upon equal input. Right? And even on the smaller scale, right? And that's why it's a little bit, and that's why we have the balance of powers, right? Between the executive, judicial, and legislative, right? And we have seen here in Hawaii especially, you know how stupid it is when the balance of power leans only to one side. You've been living it for the last 80 years. Some people are just waking up to that idea, or waking up to this reality. Others of us have known since we were able to understand three branches of the government. What's happening now in Canada? What's happening now in Russia? Mark my words. There are people here in this state and in this city who would not hesitate at all to do the exact same thing. I promise you, they're there. And it's up to us. It's up to us. Well-regulated militia, equipped and ready. That's why that bullcrap about there's no guns in Hawaii, no open carry in Hawaii, you can't have a gun on your persons in Hawaii, is bullcrap. This, folks, is the reason why you need to be equipped and prepared. In fact, we should have been equipped and prepared well before. We should have been equipped and prepared in 2019, 2020, when they, the people who have the quote-unquote power, did not relinquish said power. We'll be right back. Okay, now I know I just talked about it right before the break about China's movement. So, guys, there's reports now of Chinese military aircraft entering Taiwanese air defense zone space. Okay, so things are happening rapidly and they're deteriorating rapidly. And here we are at home. Still worried about COVID. Here in Hawaii, we are the last state possible to be concerned about some bullcrap virus that... unbelievable. But the good news is, parents, you can go to graduation again. Yay! Oh, thank you! Give me a break. But schools, hey, you can now have your commencement, promotional, and graduation ceremonies. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, overlords. Yay. Oh, Takota. What a bunch of crap. Venues must be held outdoors or in a venue with adequate ventilation. Students will be allowed to bring a, quote, limited number of household members as guests, quote. But it is voluntary, so you don't have to participate in your own graduation, which was always the thing. I don't understand why you got to state that. It's dumb. However, you must have proof of vaccination or negative COVID test in order to go. And you got to wear masks the whole time. Freaking disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. absolutely horrendous. Thank God I'm not in the DOE this year. I just may very well have gone crazy. As if I wasn't crazy enough as I am now. Thank God. It is unbelievable. And people are, yeah, woo, yay. Oh, I get to see my kids. Yay. Oh, thank you. Freaking idiots. You can always see your kids. The reason that it takes so long is because you bent over and you took it. Unbelievable. So, we'll have to wait and see. I guarantee that things are changing. One of the biggest things that, if you've noticed, is that we're down to single-digit COVID numbers today. I think, where am I? I'm trying to look for it. I could have sworn I just saw it. We are down to single-digit COVID, or not single, double-digit COVID numbers today. If I could find it, because we haven't reported on it in a very long time, because frankly, I don't care all that much. Oh, I guess I lost it. I could have sworn it said something like 50-something, 90-something cases today. And if you notice this sharp decline in the number of positives, number one, it's because everybody has it and has gotten over it by now. Number two, nobody's testing because there's no test. Number three, nobody's testing because studies came out to show that some of the COVID tests have a chemical component in it that is toxic. Conspiracy theorists, congratulations. You're right again. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Or it could be that because of this big push for at-home testing now, nobody's going to the testing sites. Keep in mind, folks, that the quote-unquote reported numbers only come from people that take the test at those clinics and those drive-thrus and things like that. It doesn't count the people who do their at-home tests or who have their own personal test kits or whatever, right? They do their own at home or they stockpile their own at home or whatever the case may be. Yeah, it doesn't count those tests. Or it doesn't count those numbers. So theoretically, at the peak, it could have been a lot higher. Theoretically, right? So I guarantee, because it is almost time for spring, and Joe Biden is again going to come out with the State of the Union address in March, I guarantee that if you were to look across the country, the data is going to track that there are less and less COVID cases. I guarantee. Because in the same way, we asked the question, how is it that we could have gone from double-digit numbers to mid-500 to quadruple digits to 3,000 in the span of just a few weeks, few days even, and then how is it that we could all of a sudden have another drop off, right? How could it be? Oh, it's because the wave is ending. Omicron wave is over. Blah, 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 blah. Talking out, pull crap out of my butt and put it in my mouth. Right? Of course not. The reality is because they're in control of the data. There is no independent, there is no third party looking at the data, looking at the exact things coming in, and whatever. And again, the sad part is that people are going to believe it. So I predict within the next coming days that Emperor Ige and Mussolini Blangiardi are going to come out and praise the efforts of Hawaii citizens in tamping down COVID. And so we're going to let you live your life again. I'm going to say this every show until these people are thrown in jail or executed. They all need to be held accountable for crimes. They all need to be held accountable. And I'm not talking about just Ige, Josh Green, Caldwell, Blangiardi. I'm talking about everybody. Bruce Anderson, Sarah Park, Kishimoto. I'm talking about every sitting legislator. Every sitting council member that didn't speak up against these mandates. So save three of them, right? Tupola, Augie, and Tsuneyoshi, who, by the way, she announced she's going to try to run for governor. So good luck to her, right? Outside of those three individuals, everybody else thrown in jail, imprisoned. Not to say that the other three shouldn't be investigated. They absolutely should. But as the three freshman members of the city council, I'm pretty sure Heidi Tsuneyoshi is a freshman. Tupola, not so much. She's been around there, sort of. She's been a rep, I think, before. Augie T is a definite true freshman in the city council. Anyway, never forget. Not one bit. They need to be punished, right? Meanwhile, on Maui, Mayor Victorino, report on this. Mayor Victorino has lifted the stupid COVID restrictions somewhat. And lo and behold, what's happening on Maui? Their economy has slowly seen an uptick. Shocking. You mean if only we didn't have all of this bullcrap, we would have been fine? Idiots. Amazing. Victorino needs to go down too. In fact, all the mayors. Derek Kawakami especially. Now, notice we haven't heard a lot from Kauai. We haven't heard a lot from Kauai, I would think, since the summer, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember hearing a single thing from Derek Kawakami in a long time. Maybe they threw him out. That would have been great. He is one of the worst ones as well. And Kauai is a small island, so I mean, you know, it wouldn't be surprising at all if they got rid of him. Hint, hint. Anyway, so all of that to say, right, that just watch the pattern. The pattern is that pretty soon they're going to come out with an announcement probably tomorrow, if not first thing Monday, to announce that restrictions and lockdowns are going to be lifted starting in the second week of March or so, just in time for spring break. And then we're going to go back into lockdown right around August. Again. I'm telling you. Disgusting. Pathetic. You know, and the sad part about this is actually we may not go back because everybody in the legislature, well, at least all the Senate seats, they're up for grabs. What are they going to argue against? All you have to do, and this is where my campaign strategy is coming from, all you have to do is say, when did they fight for you in the last 2 years? Forget looking at their 10, 20-year history of being a legislator. Just look at the last 2 years. What did they do for you? You're a small business owner? How did your rep help you? Oh, you couldn't go see your kids play sports? Whose fault was that? That's all you got to do. And I guarantee you'll probably win. That's a strategy. That's what we're going with. Good luck. We cannot continue this pace. We cannot continue to be in this situation of just absolute complacency when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, pay attention. Don't lose focus. And continue to pray for Ukraine. It is going to be a bumpy ride. This has been the Conservative Asian Podcast, and we'll catch you guys next time.